Blog Talk Radio.
The majority of us would not be here today
because Northern Kingdom was already over this way, and a whole lot of Israelites were over this way all the time. But, see, it's so many Israelites that's prophesied over 1,000,000,000, so, but a whole lot of us was stuck over there up on the province of Medo-Persians. See, I see right here. And remember one thing. If it was not for the Benjamites, because that was Mordecai's niece that passed for his daughter, that passed to look just like the Medes and the Persians. So she was inside the temple of the palace of the Medo-Persian, and she passed for one of them, letting you know them was all dark-skinned peoples, because Mordecai and Esther, what you call today Jamaicans, today proper Benjamites. You got it? Good. All right, but remember one thing. If they wouldn't have boldly stepped up and put their heads together and then was reminded to, listen, my niece, my daughter, you in the big house, but you in the big house for one reason, to deliver the knockout blow on what the plot is by Haman, the descendants of Esau, translated today as the white man and the white woman, what they got planned for you. So that's how it goes, see, right? So keep that in your mind. So it's very important to understand one thing. That's a celebration you're supposed to meet. And we got 6 locations we'll be open for them feast days, 2-day feast days, Sunday and Monday. 2-day feast, see, right? It's up to you. Because one thing about it, you wouldn't have been here if they wouldn't have stepped up. And the least thing we can do is celebrate how a curse was turned into a blessing. A curse was turned into a blessing, see, right? A curse that was set up by Esau and his 5 sons, translated today as the white man and the white woman. They was to kill you on the 13th for one day. Yahweh turned that thing for Mordecai and Esther to kill him on that day and his 10 sons. And everybody tied to his hip. So one thing, you got to remember one thing. You tied to the hip of the Israelites, whether you like it or not, because you're a bloodline Israelite. So if you pay it, no, never mind, that's on you. But that's on you. And remember, on the first day of that feast day, white garments with fringes on it. White garments, fringes on it. First day, Sunday night, white with fringes on it. Then you come back the next day and have your royal blue on with your fringes on it. And guess what? You line up with Yahweh. And see, one thing about it, what I keep telling you, you know, Moses could not put that prayer in the 26th chapter, verse 15, until the children of Israel was in order. See, you can take your petition to him in order once you're in order. So we got to show you what the order is all about. And it starts on feast day. It starts on Sabbath day, feast day, and you know exactly how to tell your loved ones pertaining to what are we doing on this day. See, you're supposed to be able to sit your family down and tell them. Well, you know, this is the day that prior to that, you know, it was a plot to kill us in 120 properties. We were scattered everywhere. But Mordecai, the Benjamite, and Esther, the Benjamite, which is called Jamaica today, they stepped up and took care of business. So that's one thing about it, see, Roy. When are we going to take care of Yahweh's business? It's written. So when are we going to be 247 and 48 secondary stand stiffly for some Yahuwah? When are we going to do it? Huh? We are pipe for you. You know, last lesson, a couple nights lesson ago. But you won't dance. We don't. We don't pray for you, but you won't dance. So when you gonna dance? Huh? We don't know. Don't your time run out? Good. All right, no said on that. Remember this part number 73. So we are gonna peek on the international side and I see you memos. I see it. We're gonna peek on the international side and see who are joining us and one thing we got another a big major group have tied in with the WCC and the Latter-day Saints, and they tied to the hip big time, and their only purpose is one thing. Who is these six anointed camps that's making all this ruckle about we teaching wrong? Who is these people? So they definitely, but one thing about it, when they said things like that, don't think they're playing. Mm-mm. Because one thing about it, their kingdom was set up on you thinking one way, and we bring out that is another way. You got it? Good. That's enough said on that. So we're going to throw it out on the international side and see you all join us for another episode part number 73. And on the international side, all the slots are filled. That's 195 international countries. And the WCC got the total in the room on the international side blocked. And so I don't know, will a Latter-day Saints remove that block off, because they got the power to do it. Because, they got the power to do it. This is their radio station, so what can I say? But one thing about it, we're going to tell you like it is. So we keep telling you, stop taking these six anointed camps for granted. We have Yahuwah's message to give to you. It's up to you to step forward and put it in action. It's up to you. 195 international countries. We don't know how many in the total in the room because it's a block on it. But one thing we know is we'll find our elder. He'll tell you all about this broadcast. And then we'll come back and get something going on the top part of the Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries part 73. We're going to bring our elder in. He's going to tell you all about whatever the Almighty put on him to tell you. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah beat you there, Steve Ray.
And Yahuwah bless you, see you as well as Steve Royal. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Elder, well, all I can tell you one thing, Elder, the foxtail have been lit. The curtain hair went up. Ain't one thing to do but organize up under some dust as Yahuwah's words and take all that emotion that we have and put it aside and focus on the big picture. It's freeing these people from the minds that they're in and all the traps that have set them up to be delivered of. And we're going to do that. So whatever you got to tell this master, or you take your time, I'm going to look at a couple of these memos there, Elder. So take your time, you're on the clock. Come on.
And once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And as the Seer said, we don't know exactly how many people are here because they have blocked that particular section from us viewing it. But it makes no difference because we do know there are a lot out there that came to hear the words of Yahuwah. And that's just what we're going to do. We're going to speak about these words with an understanding. There's a lot of people, I can imagine, that don't appreciate the feast day. They don't think about the Sabbath day. They still have other things in mind. Sometimes we can even see that around us ourselves in the temple. You have to remember that on the Sabbath day, this is a really righteous day of Yahuwah. We are told by scriptures, even such as what's to be worn on this day, since it's a righteous day for worship. You wouldn't expect for anyone on this day that will look for confusion, blasphemy, rolling out the loud bump the gums contest. But unfortunately, things of this nature happen. I even seen it myself. Since Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, steps must be righteously taken to protect any temple from such confusion. Briefly mention an example and look in the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, verse 20. 20 says, Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut the doors behind thee, about thee, and hide thyself, it was for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. Indignation, that's a fancy word for a problem or trouble. We have to let that trouble go past us by shutting our doors to those that don't have Yahweh in mind. We look at 2 Maccabees, see what happened back then. Look at 2 Maccabees chapter 5. Maybe you should take note of this. Looking at verses 25 to 26. Who's coming to Jerusalem, Yada, and pretending peace did forbear until the righteous day of the Sabbath, when taking the Jews of Yada and keeping this righteous day, he commanded his men to arm themselves. That's right. They armed themselves on the Sabbath day. Let's see what happens next. And verse number 25 says, and so he slew all them that were going into the celebrating of the Sabbath and running through the city with weapons and slew great multitudes. In 2 Maccabees chapter 6, verse 11 says, and others that had run together into caves nearby to keep the Sabbath day, secretly being discovered by Philip, they were all burnt together, because they had made a conscience to help themselves for the honor of the most sacred day. Verse number 26. And this is done so the Yahweh of this world doesn't influence or disturb true teachings. And this, we try to keep true teachings, but there's many variations back and forth. Some people even shouting out while you're trying to even discuss the scriptures. And this is where 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4 comes in. 4 says, in whom the Yahweh of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, least the light of the glorious gospel of Yahweh the Son, who is in the image of Yahweh, should shine unto them. We had went through this a few days ago in the temple, speaking of the same verse, and hoping that most had got that. Satan the devil, he's out there convincing you to make steps to the non-righteous.
What?
We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures. When I say know the scriptures, know what you're given and understand. And use the Bible precepts to influence the knowledge that you gain, to know that those out there camouflage evil and confused teachings. Like I have names for some people like that. I mentioned a lot about the alien man, trying to reverse the scriptures around and speak of aliens rather than angels or Yahweh. Even turning the Bible scriptures around as verbal weapons against you and those that already know. Well, this is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, Christianity. And we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live and opens you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahweh's Word and connecting the Bible books. As you hear most people say, how can you get this much stuff out of this one book? Well, if you stay tuned in this program, you'll find out that we learn how to connect the books for your biblical education. We even speak of your health, foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days, and much more. And we do this because this is information you came to seek, and now you have to look no further because you found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav. And we're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Generally not having a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Our current time for that starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address to use this on any search line in a tribe, that's tribeyhdh.com. And after you click enter, you'll see a big liner. Under that big liner, you'll see tithes and offerings. click PayPal, and follow the instructions. Any other device, you possibly might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I remember that once a man of wisdom told me, it says, "Elder Tibbs, do you know what tithes, offerings, and alms mean?" I said, "Yes, I do." I says, "Well, after I explain that, let me give you a few verses to go with that." And the verses that we discussed after that explanation was in the book of Sirach, chapter 12, verse 3. We said, "There can be no good come to him that is always occupied in evil, nor to him that giveth no alms." That struck a big thought in my head when that was mentioned, because, you know, we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, looking at verses 15. Let's see what that says. 15 says, "Thanks be unto Yahuwah for his unspeakable gift." We think about what Yahuwah has given us. For us giving alms to Yahuwah, he's given us much more than what we could give him in return. In the book of Tobit, chapter 4, verse number 7 to 11. 7 says, "Give alms of thy substance when thou givest alms. Let not thine eye be envious, neither turn thy face from any poor, and the face of Yahuwah shall not be turned away from thee. 8. If thou have abundance, give alms accordingly. If thou have but a little, do not be afraid to give according to that little. 9. For thou layest up a good treasure for thyself against the day of necessity. 10. Because that alms do deliver from death, and suffer not to come unto darkness. 11. For alms is good gift unto all that give, and the sight of the Most High." You have to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver, and also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give, according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30. And once again, mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. That will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days, even myself, so there will not be any question when it occurs, what they're all about, and when they end. We also have a live program. You'll find this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And when you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahuwah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into the live online broadcast. We even have a few numbers that you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This will be our international number. This is where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone in the 600 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. And also, by calling that same number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Any particular 12 programs are of your choice. Another note of importance, please do not contact us here via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He's usually very busy with the WCC. Now in the current picture, the New York station, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos. So please use our international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our today's program, you can always catch that entire show after 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To do that, just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And when you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. You'll find you can choose a program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Paltalk, being listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav, once again. And you'll find this is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. And you'll find that if Blog Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, when you're trying to learn the scriptures that the seer speaks, be quick to hear and slow to speak so that the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly for understanding. So at this time, where we may keep that smooth flow, I'm going to open up my Bible and try to read along also, and I suggest everybody do the same. Pass our program over to the seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, Danielle, Hallelujah, Yahuwah on that. And that's definitely, like I said, we got a lot on the table. We got a lot of memos that came in, too. So, you know, got the WCC, and now we got the Latter-day Saints, because they said your teaching on the book of Romans is totally wrong, because the Romans book is when other nations came in and they was drafted in. So the draft in other nations is everybody other than the Israelites. So, Seer, you teach it absolutely wrong, and we love to get you off into debate in any one of our facilities with your congregation. So you just name the place and the time, and we'll have tickets sent to you, and you come and put on your case for us on the book of Romans. Totally wrong, Seer, but you teach it. All right, that's good enough.
But the Father seeks his favor, and that it was acceptable for Christians to own slaves, that it was believed that the Father seeks his favor, and that it was acceptable for Christians to own slaves, that it was acceptable. They believe that the Father seeks his favor, and that it was acceptable for Christians to own slaves. Roger Williams was a Puritan minister, theologian, and author who founded Providence Plantation, which became the colony of Rhode Island and Providence Plantation, and later the U.S. state of Rhode Island and Providence Plantation, now the state of Rhode Island. He was a staunch advocate for religious freedom, separation of church and state, and fair dealings with Native Americans.
The seminary that trains many Southern Baptist preachers is acknowledging something about its history that was widely known but often ignored. It was founded by men who owned slaves and misery. The Southern Baptist Theological Seminary reviews its legacy of racism in a new report, and we have more now from NPR's Tom Jelton.
The 71-page document is thoroughly researched and unsparing. In an introductory letter, Seminary President Albert Miller summarizes, the founding fathers of this school, all four of them, were deeply involved in slavery and deeply complicit in the defense of slavery, Miller writes. Many of their successors, he says, advocated segregation and the inferiority of African Americans. We knew in generalities that the founders of the seminary owned slaves. We knew in generality that they've been very much a part of Southern culture, the culture of Reconstruction, and even legal segregation, but it had never been documented. The report, written by six current and former faculty members, draws heavily on the seminary's own archives. It acknowledges the only reason a separate Southern Baptist denomination was formed back in 1845 was because Northern Baptists refused to appoint slaveholders as missionaries. The Southern Baptist Convention, more than 20 years ago, apologized for its connection to slavery. Last year, it passed a resolution condemning white supremacy. The Southern Baptists today are distinguished from others mainly by their more evangelical and politically conservative identity. Alison Green, a historian of religion at Emory University, says this new report is significant, but she wonders what might follow.
Making a statement about a Confederate monument might help that. Or taking a stand on questions of voting rights in the 21st century.
There will be more changes, says Albert Miller, but he can't say what yet. There are no statues on the campus of seminary founders to remove, he says. There are buildings named after the founders. No changes there are planned. Take it as just an effort to try to hide. This is the seminary story, Miller says. The new report is the school taking responsibility for its history.
All right, we'll leave it like this. So we go and open up the room. Remember, the foxtail have been lit. The curtain have went up. And we live on Blog Talk, Pal Talk. We live everywhere. And one thing about it, and you can feel the eyes on this ministry. You know, you can feel the eyes on it. And we're going to bring this memo in because a lot of these things saying, see, you know, we have 12 apostles. Yeah, and I'm going to give you their names, and I'm going to give you their contacts. So whenever you're ready to set up anything with them, you have the names and the contact that you got to get in contact with you. And so whenever you want to debate about the book of Romans, because that book is for everybody. It's just not for the years of life only. And we want to get you in a debate and your members. All right, I got you. So we'll see what's going on. We'll see what the Bible's saying, and we'll take it from there. But right now, we open up the room on take number 73, and we're going to see exactly who all in the room that be part of bringing you some Thus Says Yahweh. And we got one of the teachers out of Camp One, that young lion called Brother Micaiah Israel, tribe of Yahdai Israel, got a lot of lion in him, roaring in him. Let's see if we bring him in and meet him for, since the box tail been lit, the curtain hair went up, so he on stage. Brother Micaiah, one of the teachers out of Camp One, Yahweh beat you there, see you right.
Yahweh bless you. Still Israel. I see you, Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Excellent. All right, excellent. And we're going to see Mother Eve. She said, my hand, I want a piece here. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Mother Eve, one of the most out of Cap One. Mother Eve, tribe of Yahweh, God, Judas, look here. I want a piece of this. I've got too much invested in this. I want a piece of this too. See, we meet Mother Eve out of the tribe of Yahdai, one of the mothers out of Camp One. Mother Eve, tribe of Yahdai, Judah. Yahweh bless you there, see you right.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel, or see Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, that Mother Eve. See, Mother Eve, you know, Mother Eve, Mother Z, Mother D up Israel, y'all, you know, sooner or later, the floodgates going to be open up, and the mothers are going to be there to help those that understand one thing. It's, this thing is not about ourselves now. It's about helping the ones that come behind us, and you have that spirit to put that on the table every time you show up to the camp on the network. So you lead by example, mother. No doubt about it. All right. Hallelujah. So now we're riding around Detroit, Michigan. We're going to see if we can find Princess Leora Israel. She said, look here, let me get in there. I want to holler in the microphone a little bit too. Okay, let's see. Oh, Princess. Princess come out of Campo, Detroit, Michigan. Princess, tribal Yahda Judah, come out of Campo, Detroit, Michigan. Yahweh beat you there, see right.
Yahweh bless you, seed of Israel, seed royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Excellent. Young lion, Brother Micaiah, tribe of Yahdai Judah. Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. See if we can get something going on take 73. We got the memos on the table. And like I told the WCC and the latter saints, we will respond when the whole world hit me at the same time. Not on a three-way line. You know, it's hard for me to respond on a three-way line anyway, because we know one thing. You can kick things out that I said and put something else I said. So what we do, we talk. We have big ears and little mouth. But now it's time for us to have big mouth and still got big ears too. Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Get something going on. Brother Micaiah, you on the clock. Come on.
Book of Luke. Chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit to teach you, in the same hour what you ought to say.
The righteous spirit would teach you. And that's what the righteous spirit is, a teacher. It'll teach you in that very same hour. And always a point back at some things on page 85 there, Brother Micaiah in the Book of Jubilees. It'll point back on some things. And see, once we understand, hey, Mother E, what it says in 11 verse 3 of the Book of Psalms, while Brother Micaiah get him some Jubilees 22. Hey, Mother E, what it says in Psalms 11 verse 3 on tape 43. Mother E, you on the clock come up.
Okay. Book of Psalms, chapter 11, verse 3. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
You see, so if you don't have your foundation, see, just as they try to remind us about February month, them was the good old days, and just like you play the tapes showing you that once upon a time that, you know, it was an honor to be a slave of the Southern Baptist Church, the Northern Baptist Church didn't want nothing to do with you. That's the reason why the Southern Baptist Church was put on the scene. There was a little leaning. They said, well, if you got to bring in African-American Negroes, let us pick the ones that we want and put them in position, you know, to always tell them to go back and talk some brother talk about love your master, you know, and pray to the Lord, you know, so you got them on the scene. Because remember, in that big old problem they had over there, whatever, New Orleans and President Johnson, whoever the president were, where the president was at that time, you know, he said, look here, he said, who can talk some brother talk to the one in New Orleans? And they said, well, you know, you got T.D. Jakes and Al Sharpton and what the other guy named? What's the other guy named? Young Lion?
T.D. Jakes, Al Sharpton, and Chris Clodollar, something like that?
Yeah, Clodollar, yeah.
Clodollar.
So, tell you what, take my chopper and get him over there and tell him, go on over to New Orleans and tell him, stop all that stealing and talk some brother talk to him and let Al Sharpton hold everybody's hand and get him a circle and holler, we shall overcome. So that is the right. So that's the kind that's always on the clock, you know. So we show you something in this book. So if your foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
Mm-hmm.
And now we're gonna find what is the foundation. Let's find what the foundation is in the Book of Jubilees on page 85, chapter 22. Verse 10 to 30. Let's find what is the foundation. What is the foundation that nobody would talk about that we can read and then we can comment on it after it's read? Let's see what it says in the Book of Jubilees, chapter 22, 10 down to verse number 30. What it say, Brother Micaiah? You on the clock? Come on.
Hey, the Book of Jubilees, chapter 22, verses 10 down to 30. Verse 10 reads. And he called Jacob and said, my son Jacob, may Yahweh of all bless you and strengthen you to do righteousness in his will before him. And may he choose you and your seed that you may become a people for his inheritance according to his will always. And do you, my son Jacob, draw near and kiss me. Verse 11. And he drew near and kissed him, and he said, blessed be my son Jacob, and all the sons of Yahweh, Most High, unto all the ages. May Yahweh give unto you a seed of righteousness, and some of your sons may he sanctify in the midst of the whole earth. May nations serve you, and all the nations bow themselves before your seed. Verse 12, be strong in the presence of man, and exercise authority over all the seed of Seth. Then your ways and the ways of your sons will be justified, so that they shall become a righteous nation. Verse 13, may the Most High Yahweh give you all the blessings wherewith he has blessed me and wherewith he blessed Noah and Adam. May they rest on the sacred head of your seed from generation to generation forever. Verse 14, and may he cleanse you from all unrighteousness and impurity, that you may be forgiven all transgressions and your seed, in your sins of ignorance, and may he strengthen you and bless you, and may you inherit the whole earth. Verse 15, and may he renew his covenant with you, that you may be to him a nation for his inheritance for all the ages, and that he may be to you and to your seed a Yahweh in truth and righteousness throughout all the days of the earth. Verse 16, and do you remember my words and observe the Torah instructions of Abraham and your father. Separate yourself from the nation and eat not with them, and do not according to their works, and become not their associate, for their works are unclean, and all their ways are pollution and an abomination and unclean. Verse 17, they offer their sacrifices to the dead, and they worship evil spirits, and they eat over the grave, and all their works are vanity and nothingness. Verse 18, they have no mind to understand, and their eyes do not see what their works are, and how they err in saying to a piece of wood, you are my Yahweh, and to a stone, you are my, false Yahweh, and you are my deliverer, and they have no mind. Verse 19, and as for you, my son, may the Most High Yahweh help you, and Yahweh of heaven bless you and remove you from their uncleanness and from all their errors. Verse 20, be you aware, my son Jacob, of taking a wife from any seed of the daughters of Canaan, for all his seed is to be rooted out of the earth. Verse 21, for owing to the transgressions of Ham, Canaan heir, and all his seed will be destroyed from off the earth, and all the residue thereof, and none springing from him will be saved on the day of judgment. All the worshippers of idols and the profane, there will be no hope for them in the land of the living, and there will be no remembrance of them on the earth, for they will descend into Sheol, and into the place of condemnation where they go. As the children of Sodom were taken away from the earth, so will all those who worship idols be taken away. Verse 23, fear not, my son Jacob, and be not dismayed, O son of Abraham. May the Most High Yahweh preserve you from the from destruction and from all the paths of error. May he deliver you. Verse 24, this house have I built for my place, for myself, that I might put my name upon it in the earth, and it will be named the house of Abraham. It is given to you and to your seed forever, for you will build my house and establish my name before Yah, and your name will stand throughout all generations on the earth. Verse 25. And he ceased commanding him and blessing him. Verse 26. And the two lay together on one bed, and Jacob slept in the bosom of Abraham, his father's father, and he kissed him seven times, and his affection and his mind rejoiced over him. Verse 27. And he blessed him with all his mind and said, the Most High Yahweh, the Yahweh of all, and creator of all, who brought me forth from Ur of the Chaldees, that he might give me this land to inherit it forever, and that I might establish a righteous seed. Blessed be the Most High Yahweh forever. Verse 28, and he blessed Jacob and said, my son, over whom with all my mind and my affection I rejoice, may your mercy and your mercy be left upon him, upon him and upon his seed always. Verse 29. And do not forsake him, nor set him at naught from henceforth into the days of eternity. And may your eyes be opened upon him and upon his seed, that you may preserve him and bless him, may sanctify him as a nation for your inheritance. Verse 30. And bless him with all your blessings from henceforth into all the days of eternity, and renew your covenant and your mercy with him and with his seed according to all your good pleasures unto all the generations of the earth. Hallelujah.
That's big talk. What did you say again in verses 11 and 22? What did you say again there, Brother McCoy?
Okay. Going back to the book of Jubilees, reading chapter 22, going to read verse 11 and verse 22. Verse 11 reads, and he drew near and kissed him, and he said, blessed be my son Jacob, and all the sons of Yahuwah Most High, unto all ages. May Yahuwah give unto you a seed of righteousness, and some of your sons may be sanctified in the midst of the whole earth. May nations serve you, and all the nations bow themselves before your seed. Verse 22. And as for all the worshipers of idols, there will be no hope for them in the land of the living, and there will be no remembrance of them on the earth, for they will descend into Sheol and into the place of condemnation where they go. As the children of Sodom were taken away from the earth, so will all those who worship idols be taken away.
You didn't see right. So all that worship idols will be taken away. Now, Mother, in the 28th chapter, verse 64 of Deuteronomy, can you help me out, Mother E? Now, you didn't say it. So he said now, all that worship idols gonna be taken away. You can worship idols by carrying the names of idol people. Did you know that? Just like your name. If your name pertains to those that is of idol, then you hold on to the idol name. Like your, you know, we understand you gotta take that government name and take care of your business and everything gotta be done. We understand that. But if you cherish more of your idol name than the name that Yahweh gave you for the blessing, that can be an idol to you. An idol name. See? Let's see what he says about those that do the idol. So what is an idol that we can read that, Mother E? In 28:64 of the book of Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy 28:64. And the Yahweh to scatter thee among all nations for thee, one end from the one end of the earth even unto the other. And there thus shall serve other false Yahuwahs, which neither thou nor thy father have known, even wood and stone.
You see that? He said, now you're going to serve wood and stone. What do you mean by wood? The wood is the cross, right? You go into a place of worshiping, and you see the sign of the cross, then you up under that right there. See, that's why I said your foundation be destroyed. What can the righteous do? So if you walk in a place and you see the cross in there, you up under a idol. Idol seed right here. I tell you what you're going to do for that. When you get inside the place and you see the man that's standing behind the roster, but he got a cloth riddle of that your eyes can see, he's standing behind the cross. You into a idol situation, see right. So if you see the flashing lights with the cross on it, you walking into a idol. Then all of a sudden you go to a place that got the rock. and you walk around the rock, you're in an idol situation. If you go to the place that got the five-pointed star over the door, you're in an idol situation. So he's letting you know, Brother Kyle, read that again, exactly what's in front of you. Now, if your foundation be the star, what can you do? Let's go back to Jubilees 22, verse 22. Listen to what he says about you not having this knowledge of information. And a mother, swing down to the 27th chapter. And we'll look at verse number 28 and 29. Genesis 28 and 29. So listen, so that's why the six anointed camps, you got to be clear that what you're doing according to the scripture. So if you're invited anywhere and you walk in the place where you see five-pointed star, six-pointed star, four-pointed star, you in an idol situation and Yahweh don't approve of it if you Israel. If you walk in a place and got a cross on it, Yahweh don't approve of it. He told Abraham this in verse, in Jubilee 22, 22. Listen good what he say. What he say again, Brother Kai?
I cannot.
Book of Jubilee. What verse was that?
22, 22.
All right. The book of Sirach. Chapter 22, verse 22. Verse 22 reads, and as for all the worshippers of idols and the profane, there will be no hope for them in the land of the living. And there will be no remembrance of them on the earth, for they will descend into Sheol and into the place of condemnation where they go, as the children of Sodom were taken away from the earth, so will all those who worship idols be taken away.
You say you're going into the lake of fire. That's what he's saying. He said if you sit in the setting where the wood, the cross, the five-pointed star is at, he said your end of it will be the lake of fire. He told Abraham to tell Isaac that, and Isaac told Jacob that. So if you invited anywhere where you got the wood, the cross, the rock, you are transgressing against Yahweh's order of things. So keep that in your mind. See right here. That's why he tell you some good stuff. So he tell you some good stuff. Now, Brother Micaiah did read the final verse in that verse number. Read verse 11 again. 22:11 at Brother Micaiah. I want to precept a little bit. Read verse 11, 22:11 again.
Okay. The book of Jubilee, chapter 22, verse 11. Verse 11 reads, and he drew near and kissed him, and he said, blessed be my son Jacob and all the sons of Yahuwah Most High unto all the ages. May Yahweh give unto you a seed of righteousness, and some of my sons may he sanctify in the midst of the whole earth. May nations serve you, and all the nations bow themselves before you, before your seed.
So this was told to Abraham to pass on to Isaac. Now we go and find out that Isaac passed that on himself. See, that's the point, see, right? Let's see that Isaac passed on. Now, what Abraham was told by the mouth of the minister from the Son and the Father, all these good things if you do right. Let's see these passing on to Isaac that we can read by Mother Eve in the 27th chapter, verse 27. Now, tell you what. I'll pick it up at 27 down to verse 29.
You
let's see if we can read the Isaiah 27, verse 27 down to verse 29. What did you say, Mother Eve?
Isaiah again. You want Isaiah again?
We'll make a Genesis. Make a Genesis.
Book of Genesis, chapter 27. Verse 27 to 29.
Yes, ma'am.
And he came near and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him and said, "See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Yahweh has blessed." 28. Therefore, Yahweh gives you of the dew of heaven and the fatness and plenty of corn and wine. Verse 29. Let the people serve thee and nation bow down to thee. Be Yahweh over thy brethren, and let thy mother's son bow down to thee.
Mm-hmm.
Curse thee everyone that curse thee, and blessed be he that blessed thee.
Mm-hmm. So you see now, and let's see what happened in verse 41 behind that, Mother. What happened in verse 41? Now, all that good talk was going on, and let's see what happened in verse 41.
Genesis chapter 28, verse 41, 27, verse 41.
Now, make it off. Stay in the 27th chapter, and look at verse 41. Yes, same
Genesis
book.
Chapter.
Just keep down to verse 41. Oh, verse 41, what it say, 41?
Genesis chapter 27, verse 41.
Mm-hmm.
And Esau hated Jacob, Israel, because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his mind, "The day of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he wasn't changed to he was still Jacob at that time right there. But you see now, so now you're clear who the blessing went to. The one he blessed, he told him, now the blessing you got, nation's gonna serve you. See, so you see how they pass this thing now? And see, that's the same thing, see, right? If you have your foundation, then you'll jump on anything. You'll jump on everything, but if you knew that what was passed down from generation to generation, Abraham, Isaac, Israel, was passed down to your part, but you're not taught your part. And that's the reason why we're in the condition we're in today, because we don't know our foundation. It's been destroyed. See? So if we know all this good stuff right here, we've been all right. See that? So now we clear that the blessing was passed down. Jeff Bo, have you found your missing books yet? You got your book on the missing books yet? Camp Bo, the chart. Do you have the Apocrypha, they call it? Yeah, you got it, Detroit. Camp 4, you got it. WCC saying she's taking too long to answer. We gonna mute her. Oh, now, who y'all going on that then, huh? Well, let's how long we got to wait before you get to the book of Romans? Well, I'm going to get to the book of Romans and sooner or later. But right now, Brother Micaiah, see what it says over here in Sirach chapter 41, verse 13. Sirach, Brother Micaiah, we're going to go look at, the book of Sirach 41. Yeah, we entertain WCC in the latter at the same time. We in grand style, Brother Micaiah. So what it says over here in Sirach 41, verse 13, what it say there? We can read. 41, verse 13, Brother Micaiah, what it say? getting a delay, WCC. I'm getting a delay on these mics, microphones. Are you delaying some of these microphones? Let's see if Ron and see if grab another mother out of Camp One, Mother B of Israel, until they spend some microphones around here, because she don't came on stage for pick number 73. So when you meet the mothers out of Camp One, Mother B of Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah, the box had been lit, the curtain had went up, so let's see with Mother B of Israel come on stage. Mother B of Israel, Yahweh B.J. C. Roy.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of C. Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah there, Mother D of Israel. Now, I want to look at a statement there, Mother, in Sirach 41:13. And this going to tell us something. And let's see what it says in 41 verse 13 of Sirach.
All right. 41:13.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do 41:13 say?
Okay. Sirach, chapter 41, verse 13. A good life has but few days, but a good name endures forever.
Yeah. So a good life, it ain't but a few days. But guess what? A good name. Like Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. That name is still talking real good. Abraham, Isaac, and Israel still talking real good. You see that, see right here? Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. And they in the ground, good in the ground. But guess what? And by every broadcast, we bring back our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Because they got a good name. You know why? They was obedient. They understood what was said, Mother, day of Israel and Sirach 10, verse 12 to 18. See, you got to be clear of what's written. And how you keep a good name is you got to remember what was told to Sirach, because he pulled all the rest of the books on the table. He pulled them out. Let's see what's going on we can read in Sirach 10, 12 to 18, Mother, day of Israel. You're on the clock, come on.
Sirach chapter 10, verses 12 to 18. The beginning of pride is when one depart from Yahweh, and his mind is turned away from his maker. Verse 13.
Good. Hold that point right there. Good. So beginning of pride, see, pride is what messes us up, and that's real good. Now go up a little further to the 12th chapter, the same book. Now go to Sirach chapter 12 and pick up at verse 10. 10 down to verse 18. That's right. Pride, see, what messes us up, pride. You know what messes up why we got pride? Because we think we make this thing about ourselves. We make it about ourselves and not about our nation. See, once we start understanding this thing's about our nation, building our nation up. If you want Yahweh to intervene, you got to put yourself down and your feelings, and let's build the nation back up as days of old. Matter of fact, we're going to read a little bit of that shortly. So let's pick up at chapter 12 and pick up verse 10 at Mother D of Israel, 12 verse 10. I hear you, Brother Makai. Well, one thing about it, the big station, they'll make their move on you and Campo, no doubt about it. So, but we can keep it moving on. But the box tail have been lit, and the curtain have went up. And we just going to take it from there. Sirach, chapter 12, 10 through 18, you on the clock. Mother D.F. Israel, come up.
Sirach chapter 12, verses 10 to 18. Verse 10, never trust thine enemy, for like as iron rust, so is his wickedness. Verse 11, though he humble himself and go couching, yet take good heed and beware of him, and you shall be unto him as if thou had wiped a looking glass, and thou shalt know that his rust has not been altogether wiped away. Verses 12. Sit him not by you, lest when he has overthrown you, he stands up in your place. Neither let him sit at your right hand, lest he seek to take your seat, and you at the least remember my word and be pricked therewith. 13. Who will pity a charmer that is bitten with a serpent? Any such as come nigh wild beasts. 14. So one that goeth to the sinner and is defiled with him in his sin, who will pity? Verse 15. For a while he will abide with you. But if you begin to fall, he will not tarry. 16. An enemy speaketh sweetly with his lips, but in his mind he imagines how to throw you into a pit. He will weep with his eyes, but if he find opportunity, he will not be satisfied with blood. Verse 17. If adversity come upon you, you shall find him there first. And though he pretends to help you, yet shall he undermine you. Verse 18. He will shake his head and clap his hands and whisper much and change his countenance.
That's big talk. That he read, and that he was telling Abraham, you read the early part of the lesson, and those that came in late from all over the world, get the early part of the tape, he was telling Abraham the same thing, and Abraham got it to Isaac, and Isaac told Jacob the same thing. So this thing was passed down, but what happened, we lost the message because our foundation had been destroyed. But that's why we got to bring it back to the table of your foundation, Mother E. Now, Mother E, we got to bring back the foundation. Let's see what Solomon's father says in Psalm 55, verse 20 down to verse 24 there, Mother. Mother E, let's see what Psalm got to talk about it, 55, verse 20 down to verse 24. Help me out there, Mother E. Let's see what's going on in Psalm 55, verse 20, down to verse 24. What does it say?
Okay. Book of Psalm, chapter 55, verse 20 to 24. Book of Psalm, chapter 55, verse 20. He has put forth his hand against such as be at peace with him. He has broken his covenant. Verse 21. The words of his mouth was smooth and butter, but war was in his mind. His words were salt than oil, yet were they drawn forth. Verse 22. Cast thy burden upon the Yahweh, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Verse 23. But thou, O Yahweh, shall bring them down unto the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out their days, but I will trust in thee.
Mm-hmm. So he makes it plain. That's why you gotta make sure you put yourself to the side. What's that, WCC? You'll tuck the muke off of Bug Makai's microphone. Okay, we'll find out then. All right. So he's letting you know He's letting you know that bloody men and women, they're going to pay the price at time appointed. That's why you got to recognize signs of time and who's saying what and what you got to do according to says Yahweh. Because you say it's written, but you're going to be tried to see what you're working with. Brother Micaiah in the 59th chapter of the book of Psalms, can you help me out? What it says 3:9 and verse 13? Brother Micaiah, let's look at Psalm 59, verse 3, down to verse 13. You on the clock, come on.
The book of Psalms.
Mm-hmm. Verse 59, and pick up at the book 3, down to verse 13.
All right. The book of Psalms, chapter 59, picking it up from verse 3 down to 13. Verse 3 reads, "For lo, they lie in what for, excuse me, they lie in wait for my soul, person. The mighty are gathered against me, not for my transgressions, nor for my sin, O Yahweh. They run, verse 4, they run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake to help me, and behold, verse 5, you therefore, O Yahweh, Yahweh of hosts, the Yahweh of Israel, awake to visit all the heathen, the nations, the Gentiles. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressor." Hallelujah, Yahweh. Verse 6, "They return at evening. They make a noise like a dog and go round about the city." Verse 7, "Behold, they blot out with their mouth. Swords are in their lips. For who say they do hear?" Verse 8, "But you, O Yahweh, shall laugh at them. You shall have all the heathen, the nations, the Gentiles, in derision." Verse 9, "Because of his strength will I wait upon you, for Yahweh is my defense." Verse 10, "Yahweh of my mercy shall prevent me. Yahweh shall let me see my desire upon my enemy." Verse 11, "Slay them not. Lest my people forget, scatter them down, O Yahweh shield." Verse 12, "For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride, and for cursing and lying which they speak." Verse 13, "Consume them in wrath, consume them that they may not be, and let them know that Yahweh rule in Israel until the ends of the earth." Hallelujah.
Oh, what does it say in verse 11 and 12 again, that Bo McCain? Verse 11 and 12?
The book of Psalms, chapter 59, verse 11 and verse 12. Verse 11 reads, "Slay them not, lest my people forget. Scatter them by your power and bring them down, O Yahweh, our shield." Verse 12, "For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride, and for cursing and lying which they speak."
So he got it written. He's saying, but Yahweh saying in Luke chapter 18, verse 8, he's making a final statement. He said, okay, you want me to do all this, but he's gonna ask you something. And Luke 18, verse 8, he said, okay, I see what you want me to do for you. But when I come, when I find some Luke 18, verse 8, there, Brother Micaiah, what it says in 18, verse 8, what it say?
The book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, "I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith, belief on the earth?"
He said, when he comes, will he find you a covenant keeper? That's what he's saying. He's okay, I see what you want me to do for you, but when I do come, how is it going to find you? Is it going to find you keeping the feast days? Is it going to find you with them fringes on? Because remember, that great big feast is Sunday night. White garments on the first night, and then back the next day, royal blue garments. Huh? Is you have in record that you kept the feast days, Sabbath days? Huh? He was all into the the land, school, and banquet hall. You went all that. You went in with all your might. Is you gonna be on that? He said, I'm gonna come, but how I'm gonna find you? That's what he asked. You know, I know what you want. I know what you want me to do. He said, when are you gonna get in war? That's what he's saying. How long he got to wait for you to get in order? Mother of Israel, what it says in the 41st chapter, verse 24 and 29 of the book of Isaiah. Mother D.F. Israel, come out of camp one. What it says in 41 of Isaiah, verse 24 and verse 29. What it say, Mother D.F. Israel?
Isaiah chapter 41, verses, okay,
24. Verse 24. And 29. Yes, ma'am. 24 and 29.
Isaiah 41, verse 24 and 29. Verse 24. Behold, you are of nothing, and your works of naught, and an abomination is he that chews you. Verse 29. Behold, they are all vanity. Their works are nothing. Their molten images are wind and confusion.
Man, you do a whole lot of talking. I don't know if I'm going to read none of this good stuff. Go to the book of Lamentations 4:17. Let's read down and see who's he saying ain't nothing that we can read. See, that's what I'm trying to tell you about this book. This book is the greatest piece of literature it is if you just can have the right spirit to go in there and pull it out. He said, you ain't nothing. I don't care how bright your life is on earth. But his will is going to be done on earth as it is in heaven, according to 6 verse 9 through 11 of Matthew, which we're not going to read. But, Mother, what did you mean to read again, Mother?
I didn't hear it. Sound like you said Lamentation.
Yes, ma'am. I said 4:17. Let's read a little bit. Lamentation, we're past Jeremiah. Pick up a verse.
Yeah.
Let's see who we call it ain't nothing. We need to find out that we can read. See, remember one thing. The key to it is what we can read. Then you'll say, and you say then, do you believe the Bible? What's going on? Let's read who he's saying ain't nothing. Let's go on reading 4:17. And keep reading until we get our point. What did it say there? Lamentation. We'll pass Jeremiah. Come on.
Lamentations chapter 4, verses, did you say verse 9 or what?
Pick up verse 17. Pick up verse 17 to start reading. And we're going to get up. We're going to find out what he's saying. And Lamentation 4:17. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lamentations chapter 4, verse 17. Verse 17 reads, as for us, our eyes are yet failed for our vain help, and our watching, we have watched for a nation that could not save us. Verse 18. They hunt our...
Hold that point. He said, now we so busy watching a nation that can't save us. We watch this one out of Satan. We watching everything going on with teaming over there in Russia, how he walking around with suspenders on and no shirt on, you know, before they can pat him on his back, pat him on his red back. It's all we glued to find out. Hush up, be quiet. Big teaming, he got something to say. See, you see what we do? You know, and skip down and find who this nation we got our eyes on. They can't help. See, listen, you know what he say? The nations can't help you, children of Israel. What's their name? Mm-hmm. Skip down verse 21, 22. Let's find what the name is.
Lamentations chapter 4, verse 21 and 22 reads, rejoice and be glad, O daughters of Esau and his five sons that dwellest in the land of Esau and his five sons, the cup also shall pass through unto you. thou shalt be drunken and shall make yourself naked.
I get the first one. Hold that point. You hear what I'm saying? He said, look here. Your old imagination, hold that point. Help me out, Mother. I got half again. It don't take much to get the old seer happy. Let's go to 47th chapter and find out what's going on here. He said, your neck is going to be shown. He said, Esau and his five sons, translated as the white man and the white woman. He said, you know what, sooner or later, your old neck is going to be shown. And it's going to be shown by six anointed camps called Voices of a True Israelite. We're going to show your negatives. But from the pages of the book. Let's go to 47 chapter, click at verse 1 there, Mother E. We're going to Isaiah 47. Let's find out what some of the names, the Esau titles he carried. That we can read in the 47th chapter. Let's read a little bit in Isaiah and see what we can read. You on the clock, come on.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 47. Verse 1, come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground. There is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called Timnah and Dinah. Verse 2, take the millstone and ground the mill. Uncover thy locks. Make bare thy legs, uncover the eye, pass over the rift. Verse 3, thy nakedness shall be uncovered, yea, thy shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will not meet thee as a man. Verse 4, as for our Redeemer, the Yahweh of hosts, is his name, the righteous one of Israel. Verse 5.
That's it. Mother, here's the man the same. You mean all this good stuff right here. So now we know exactly who he going to take care of this old, you know, your neck is going to be on. See, this book right here was reserved. It was put in the other folks' hands. All they understood this book was carnally. They never understood it spiritually. He didn't give them that. He told them just hold the books until they wake up. You know, until they wake up, then they'll start asking for their Bible, you know. And that's why you jump off in the book of Romans, you get everything mixed up. Because this Bible was reserved for us to wake back up. We woke now. Well, at least the six anointed camps, we woke. And now we can read verse 22 now, Mother of Israel. So now we ain't got no problem of reading this and knowing what's going on. And Lamentation 4:22. Now we can read it with no problem now. What it says in Lamentation 4:22? Huh? What it say?
Lamentation chapter 4, verse 22. The punishment of thy sin is accomplished, O daughters of Yahdah Judah. He will no more carry you away unto captivity. He will visit thine sin, O daughters of Esau and his five sons. He will discover your sin.
I'll tell you so. You mean this book got all this information? Yeah, see, right? It got all this information in the book. Huh? It got all this information, who's who, and what he going to do. We can tell you when he going to do what he going to do. That's why we keep telling you, see right here, you got to get in order. Yahweh going to make his move when you in order. He's going to give you the double, but you're not in order. That one-eyed Satan is hijacking you up. You don't, the book got all that. But you just started watching that one out thing. So we clear that he said all you see going on and what we read over there in Isaiah 41, 24 and 29, it's talking about Esau and his five sons, the 17 nations. Behold, they are nothing. It ain't nothing to you. All you gotta do is organize and I'm gonna show you. You ain't gotta cut no deals with them. I'm gonna show you once you organize. Huh? I'm going to show you. Brother Micaiah. Let's look at what it says in Daniel chapter 4, verse 35. Daniel 4, 35. Listen to this. Daniel 4, verse 35.
All right.
Brother Micaiah.
Daniel. Yeah, I'm on my way to Daniel right now. Chapter 4. Verse 35, the book of Daniel, 4, verse 35. Verse 35 reads, and all the inhabitants of earth are reputed as nothing, and he, according to his will, in the army of heaven, and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand, or say unto him, what do you?
So, Brother Micaiah, what is Yahweh telling Daniel to pass on about all the other nations? Tell him what he tell the seer to tell the children of the captivity. This is the children of the captivity. He said, go tell the children of the captivity. What you mean, Latter-day Saints, that is the children of the of the captivity. Yes, it is for that point. Yes, it is. Mother D of Israel. Let's read it. Because see right now the WCC they got a partner called the Latter Day Saints. They're riding together on trying to hem up the six anointed camps. He said, what you mean? No. We'll show you in the book of Daniel that's talking about the children of the captivity, what's the name on it. We go on to 6:13. And let's see. Can we go on and bring it out. 6:13. Let's see what captivity they were talking about, Mother Day of Israel. 6:13, and we can read.
In the book of Daniel? 6:13. Okay. Daniel chapter 6. Verse 13 reads, then answered they and said before the king that Daniel, that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Yahdah Judah.
So who is this captivity? So who of the captivity again, Mother D of Israel?
Yahdah Judah.
So that was read. So we're clear that we can read this captivity is pointing toward Yahdah Judah. It ain't pointing to no Christian or Islam, Judaism. The captivity is Yahdah Judah. Let's precept that again, Mother D. Let's precept that again in Ezekiel. So when we read Ezekiel, they're going to tell a seer to do something. Let's even tell the seer to do the third chapter. He said, all right, seer, I'll talk to you good enough. Now, this is what I want you to do in verse number 11. And 3:11, he said, Ezekiel the seer, and 3:11, this is what I want you to do. What do you say? 3:11. Mother D.F. Israel, 3:11.
Oh. I thought you said Mother East. Okay. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 11. And go and get you to them of the captivity, unto the children of your people, unto them, and tell them, thus says Yahweh, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear.
Verse 27.
Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 27. But when I speak with you, I will open your mouth, and you shall say unto them, thus says Yahweh, he that heareth, let him hear, and he that forbear, let him forbear, for they are a rebellious family.
Hang this up. So our job as a fixing on the cabin is to get it out there. But will they hear, you know, will they hear that the Sunday night feast day is the white garment with fringes on? Will they hear or will they forbear? Yeah, well, I'll tell you, when I come, how I'm going to find you. Is I'm going to find you in a garment or will I find you in some days of dudes? How am I going to find you? Well, if you line with the book, I got you. If you don't, I'm going to put you all up and you tied to here with them. What you mean where you can read that at the Latter-day Saints? What you mean where you can read that at? I tell you what, I'm going to answer this last one for you and not respond to you no more. Well, I know you can cut me off. Well, you can cut me off if you want. But Makai, you take it the rest of the way. Box their hair been lifted, curtain hair went up, so there ain't no problem. But we're not telling the way it is. So, now what was I getting ready to say? Bring it back to my attention, young lion, what I was getting ready to say.
He was talking about Israel being the stiff-necked people.
Okay, then I said something else about a verse, too. It'll get away from me now because they're taking turns. It's shooting me all type of memos on the network. And
about us not keeping the feast days and them wearing days of dues and stuff.
Right. So, right, we wearing days of dues, and that ain't going to cut it. See, right, you got to come out among them. Yeah, now I know what I need. Come on to Isaiah, Mother E. Let me show you what he got written in Isaiah 13, verse 4. Then we'll skip down to verse 14, down to 16. Hey, Mother E. What do Isaiah 13, verse 4 say? See, he's telling you now to come out from among them. That's those that got you back and you looking, you skinning and grinning, when everything but wrenches. He's telling you right now in Isaiah 13, verse 4, then skip down to 14 through 16, Mother E. Let's see what he's saying that we can read. Come on.
Isaiah chapter 13, verse 4 and 14 to 16. Isaiah chapter 13, verse 4. The noise of a multitude in the mountain, like as of a great people, coming noise of the kingdom of nations gathered together. Yahweh of hosts, muscles, the host of the battle.
You say this thing beat the, you say Yahweh is called muster the host of the battle. You see, you hear noise and rumors of noise, which you read in 24th chapter of Matthew. You say, don't worry about all that. You say, once you don't got this word in every place, because Christianity is everywhere, Judaism, Islam is everywhere, and your end came yet. Because that must mean somebody else got to activate the ends, which is the six anointed camps called Voices of the True Israelite. That's all it means. So he said, now it's going to be on noise, and you hear a lot of noise now. You hear noise from Big Keeman over there in Russia. Walk around the spinning zone, no shirt on. Pat me on my back on what I'm doing. But see, we're going to pay it no never mind because we don't feel the Bible's saying. Now, look what he says to you, O.C. Royal, 14 through 16. Let's see to tell you, by the mouth of Isaiah the seer. 14 out of verse 16, Mother E. What did he say?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 13, verses 14 to 16. Verse 14. And it shall be as the chased roe, and as a sheep that no man taketh up. They shall every man turn to his own people and flee everyone unto his own land. Verse 15. Everyone that is found shall be thirst through, and everyone that is joined unto them shall follow by the sword. Verse 16. Their children also shall be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses shall be far, and their wives, rats.
Mm-hmm. a mother, your howdy house can look at according to EZRA 611. He said, I'm gonna do him some damage. And let's look at that great big institutions, and you know the one with the lights flashing all blocks away, and you know you gotta have a bullhorn to speak, all types of bullhorns to say something. Let's see exactly what he's gonna do that we can read out of EZRA Book of Ezra 6:11. Let's talk about it, Mosey, according to 6:11. What it say?
The Book of Ezra. Oh, you said EZRA. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 6:11. See what we can read.
Okay. 6:11.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what we can read in 6:11.
The Book of Ezra, chapter 6:11. Also, I have made a decree that whosoever shall alter this word, let him be pulled down from his house, and then let him be hanged thereon, and let his house be made a dungeon hill for this.
A dunghill. Dunghill is back in the South. You know, when your parents are back in the South, they didn't have no toilets inside. They had to have a shed built down the road a piece in their backyard. And when you fill that hole up, you dig it, you fill that up, and then you put the same box on another place. That's how it was. Yeah. Say it again, that Mother Z. We ain't says what?
The outhouse. They call it the
outhouse. That's how he gonna make you. That's how he, if you continue to walk contrary unto him, you say, I'm gonna make all the big dignitary houses an outhouse.
Yeah.
And you know, when an outhouse get filled, you just take the top. You didn't never bore it down that tight. Because you know so late when you get that hole you dug, it don't get full. So you got to cover that up and move it over a little bit more. Cover it up, move it over a little bit more. Yeah, when you got cold, you have to make it the best way you can out there when it get cold. You have to leave with that pot belly stove was at. And you got to ride the side door. Huh? The side door and run to the house. And come back in. Is that what's gonna happen? You know, if y'all don't pay this, no, never mind. That's why we come humble. We let you know. Don't let the green grass fool you. We'll make that record. Don't let the green grass fool you. It's greener on the side of bosses of the true Israelites in time to come.
Hallelujah.
So tell you what time it is. So it's telling us soundly, Mother E, that in Proverbs 30, verse 31 through 33, can we, and Mother D of Israel help me, 2 Ezra chapter 2, verse 47 and 48, and Brother Micaiah help me, Acts chapter 17, 4 through 11, waiting on me. Now, Mother E, what it says in Proverbs 3, 31 down to verse 33, what can we read that we can read? Proverbs 3, 31, 32, and 33.
Okay, the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 31 to 33.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 31. Envy thou not the oppressed, and choose not of his ways. 32. For the forward is abomination to the Yahweh, but his secret deals with the right. 33. The curse of the Yahweh is in the family of the wicked, but he blesses the habitation of the just.
Now, Mother, that you made a profound statement now. Would you say again in verse 33 again?
Verse 33, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 33. The curse of Yahweh is in the family of the wicked, but he blesses the inhabitants of the just.
That's big talk. Now, Mother, we can't let that get away. That's big talk. We can't let that get away. Let's find out who this. He said a curse is in the family of the wicked. We can't let that get away. I mean, that's the way it is. We can't let it get away. Let's go to Psalms 17, verse 13. And Mother D.F. Israel, meet me over in the book of Genesis. Let's see if we find out what's going on. I mean, see, we gotta know one thing. When Yahweh runs you into a good hit, you can't ignore it. You can't, Brother Micaiah, be a Jeremiah 2:33. What it says, Brother Micaiah? Jeremiah 2:33. You can't do this. You cannot be a Jeremiah 2:33. What it say?
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 2, verse 33. Verse 33 reads, why trimmest you your way to seek love? Therefore has you also taught the wicked ones your way?
See, when you trim your way to seek love, you fall in damnation. You know what they're doing is not genuine. And you'll trim your way to get along what you get along with. So, now, Dagger, let's preach up there, Brother Micaiah. I mean, we can take it all as a mess. But look what the man says in 2 Corinthians 6, 14 down to verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 to 18, and Mother D of Israel, hold what you got and give me 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 12 and 13. Have that waiting on me. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 12 and 13. Have that waiting on me, that Mother D of Israel. Come on, Brother Micaiah.
Okay, the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 14 down to 18.
Uh-huh.
Verse 14 reads, be you not unequally yoked together with unbelief. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? Verse 15. In what concord hath Yahweh the Son with the Belial? Or what part hath he that believes with an infidel? Verse 16. And what agreement hath the temple of Yahweh with idols? For you are the temple of the living Yahweh, as Yahweh has said. I would dwell in them and walk in them, and I would be their Yahweh, and they shall be my people. Verse 17. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be you separated, saith Yahweh, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Verse 18, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my son and daughter, saith Yahweh Almighty.
Run up to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and look at 19 and 20, Brother Micaiah. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20.
Okay. Running over to 1 Corinthians, verse 19 and verse 20. Verse 19 reads, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the righteous spirit which is in you, which you have of Yahweh, and you are not your own? Verse 20, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, honor Yahweh in your body and in your spirit, which are Yahweh.
See, once you know that you Israel, he said, honor Yahweh in your body. He said, you're not your own. Oh, yeah. What you mean I'm not my own? This is not. He said, you're not your own now. See, you got a duty to do to free your people from the minds that they up on. So you're not your own. You've been chosen to be in this kind to bring the knockout blow on the other 17 nations. You not your own. You've been chosen to take care of this business. That's why he tell you, come out from among them, then I will receive you as sons and daughters. Leave their ways or mindset alone. Don't trim your ways to seek love. If the Bible don't support it, back away from it. Guess what? Yahweh will intervene. But if you continue doing what you're doing, you're going to be out of here. Now, Mother D of Israel, what you reading in verse 5, 12, and 13? Then skip back up to verse number 8. Come on.
1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 12 and 13, and verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12. For what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not you judge them that are within? Verse 13. But them that are without, Yahweh judges. Therefore, put away from among yourselves that wicked person. Verse 8. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
I hate that sound. Keep the feast. What feast? The one come up Sunday night to you, right? The one come up Sunday night and Monday night. Huh? Royal blue gums on the second, the first, and the white gum with the friends is on the one coming up. Keep it. You know what Paul's saying? He said, keep that feast that's coming up. But what did you do in verse 13 again?
Verse 13. 1 Corinthians 5:13. But them that are without, Yahweh judges. Therefore, put away from among yourself that wicked person.
So when you're without, what is the Bible definition of you being without? Then we can read, Mother D. F. Israel. What does the Bible say when you're without?
You're a wicked person.
You see this? You see that, see, right? When you're without, you are, according to Paul, was raised from the womb in Galatians 1:15-16. He said, if you're without, you're a wicked person. So he's something to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
He's something to do anything. He said, you're wicked. That's what he's saying right now. So you got to recognize wicked person. And the wicked person he's talking about is go to Malachi 1:13, Brother Micaiah. Let's read what he's talking about in the book of Maccabees, 1:13. Who are you calling wicked? He said, put away from you that wicked person. Who is he calling wicked? The book of Maccabees 1:11. Let's put a name on who he's calling wicked, talking to the people he's talking to right here. Who he calling wicked, we can read. 1:11 in the book of Maccabees. Bring it.
The book of Maccabees. First Maccabees. Chapter 1, verse 11.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Verse 11 reads, in those days went there out of Israel wicked men who persuaded many, saying, let us go and make a covenant with the heathen, the nations, the Gentiles, that are the 17 other nations, are round about us. For since we departed from them, we have had much sorrow.
you mean the Bible be telling, hey, listen, this Bible tells you everything you need to know. You can watch that one-eyed Satan, and you always going to be confused. And the Bible is telling you everything you need to know. What to do, how to do it, how I'm going to intervene, when I'm going to intervene. We can tell you step by step from the page of the book. We ain't got to watch that one-eyed Satan, period. See, it's written in the Bible. But he's telling you what you got to do. And that's the part that you have a problem with doing. Now, Marie, what happened to my 2 Maccabees 2, 47 and 48? Let's see what it says in Ezra. Thank you there, Marie. In the second book of Ezra, chapter 2, verse 47 and 48. What did it say there, Marie?
Okay. The second book of Ezra.
Second Ezra.
Second Ezra 2:47 and 48. What did it say that we can read that, Mother?
Let me get back there.
Chapter 17, 4-11, waiting on you.
Second book of Ezra, chapter 2, verse 47. And verse 48. Verse 47 reads.
Mm-hmm. 2:47. What
do you read there, Mother? Oh, okay. Second book of Ezra, chapter 2, verse 47 and verse 48. So he answered and said unto me, it is the son of Yahweh whom thou hast confessed in the word. Then began I greatly to command them that stood so softly for the name of the Yahweh. Verse 48.
Read it again. Well, hold on. Stiffly. Read that again stiffly. Now, they wasn't soft in it. See, that was what he is right now. We live on his name now. See, you know, that's what's going on now. Everybody say he got many names. He said, no. He said, look here. He amended them, the one that stood stiffly. I mean, it didn't come out of his mouth. Was Yahweh. Yahweh. Stiffly in the name. Yeah, come on back again, read it again, Mother. You're going to be amended when you stand stiffly in Yahweh. Bring it again.
The second book of Ezra, chapter 2, verses 47. And he answered and said unto me, it is the son of Yahweh, the Father, whom thou hast confessed in the world. Then began I greatly to command them that stood so stiffly for the name of the Yahweh.
Yeah, but that was Yahweh the Son. So one they seen, that was Yahweh the Son. They ain't never seen the Father any time according to the 5th chapter, verse 36 and 37, St. John. But they had their eyeballs on Yahweh the Son.
Uh-huh.
That was going on there, Mother E. That's all right, but that was what was going on. But they stood stiffly in the name of Yahweh. And see, that's what we got to do. Mm-hmm. You know, they want to move us up and want to tell about the Lord God, Jesus, Allah, and Buddha. No, you got to stand stiffly in the name of Yahweh. Verse 48, what does it say?
Verse 48. Then the minister spirit said unto me, go thy way and tell my people manner of things and how great wonder of the Yahweh, your Yahweh, thus have seen.
Mm-hmm. Well, hold on, Marie. Go tell my people. Now, we got to precept that, Mother. Run the book of Michael for a minute there, Mother. If you go tell my people. See, the world have hijacked us. And everybody in, a Latter-day Saints got a memo here about here go the names of the 12 apostles. And you contact their man, and he'll get us into the 12 apostles. I say, This is, right there, here goes the 12 apostles, but we got a lot of work to do. But you got to stand still in the name, but we got to find out, go tell my people this. Now, I want to go to Michael and find out their mother. I need to find out who is Yahuwah's people that we can read. See, we got to be able to read it now, mother. So I'm over the book of Michael, and I'm struggling, mother E. And I know it's written in here talking about in the book of Michael. And I need to pull a verse out there in the book of Michael. So if you beat me to it, that's fine. But in the book of Michael, it talks about who is his people. So, you know, I got a backup verse already waiting on me in first book of Samuel 15. So I might have to double back at this one over here, Michael, and just go on and get me a sure quick hit. And 1 Samuel 15. So you run on and give me a quick hit. And 1 Samuel 15, while I be peeping at the book of Michael and seeking I get me a second hit. If I don't get it today, like I said, I get it tomorrow. No doubt about it. So let's see if we get that my people's in 1 Samuel 15, verse 1. Help me out there, Mother E. 15, verse 1.
1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 1. Samuel also said unto Saul, the Yahweh sent me to say not thee to be king over his people, over Israel.
Oh,
now therefore,
good. That's all we want. So who is Yahweh's people, that mother, that we can read?
Israel.
Okay, good. That's what we want. His people is Israel. Now, it on the fall me in a book of Michael, so I'm going to put that to the side, and I'm going to come back and peep at this again maybe tomorrow. But it has befallen me in the book of Michael about who is his people is. So we'll get back with that again. So we'll put that to the side. Because see, if you stand stiffly in the name and the people he's talking about is Israel, see, you're not going to be able to get Christian or Latter-day Saints or the World Council or churches. You don't get it if you read the Bible right. That's why I say, their nakedness must be shown through the pages of the book. And it will. Now, Brother Micaiah, we going back and take a look at something over here in Acts chapter 17, verse 4 through 11. Let's see what that says, Brother Micaiah. Acts 17, 4 down to verse 11. Let's take a look at this. Come on.
Okay. The book of Acts, chapter 17. Reading down verses 4 down to 11. Verse 4 reads. Verse 4. And some of them believed and consulted with Paul and Silas, the devout Greeks, polluted word for the 10 northern tribes of Israel.
Wait a minute. Hold that point. Some of them believed. Who done some believing, Mother D.F. Israel? Let's go to 242. In the book of First Maccabees, who are these ones that believe? Some of them believe. Who are they talking about that maybe have some belief in them? Is that they're still stifling the name? Let's go to the book of Maccabees, chapter 1, chapter 2. First book of Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 42. Let's see who believe that we can read. That still stiffly about Yahweh's business. That's how we know it's going to happen. So in the first book of Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 42. Help me out there, Mother D, up Israel.
First Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 42.
Mm-hmm.
First Maccabees, chapter 2, verse 42. Then came there unto him a company of
Athenians
mm-hmm. who were mighty men of Israel,
yeah.
Even all such as were voluntarily devoted unto the Torah instruction.
Ain't that something? What were they devoted in?
Torah instruction.
You see that? See, there you go with that seed right here. That's why I tell you, come out from among them. When you get line up right, the one that's devoted for this Torah instruction, devoted for this feast day, devoted for this Sabbath day, devoted for the land, school, and banquet hall, they're going to present themselves. But they're going to be looking at that Torah instruction. And they're going to get in it and roll their sleeves up, and they're going to leap on this thing. So what he's telling us to do, get in order. Because somebody right around the world now is walking around in a circle. What should I do? I love me some Torah keepers. Who is talking Torah, first five books? It's all one talking is Moses of the true Israelite, six anointed counts. He said, look, I got to get in with them. Because I'm devoted for this thing. And that's how it's going to happen. All he's telling them to do one thing, get in order. Keep the feast day. Keep the Sabbath day. Wear them fringes. Huh? Keep them fringes on. Let them fringes. Let your light shine. And y'all walk on them. Put them in a position and say, what is this I'm looking at? Royal blue garments, fringes on, feast days, first day of the feast, white garments and fringes on. What is this? That must be the Bible. And that's how it's going to happen. I'm telling you how it's going to happen. The Bible tells you. But look what it says over in the 17th chapter there of Brother Micaiah. Let's talk about the 17th chapter, verse number 4 down to verse 11. Look what it says in Acts 17, 4 through 11. The young lion, Brother Micaiah, tribe of Yahdai Israel. Come on.
The book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 4 down to 11. Verse 4 reads, and some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greek polluted word for the 10 northern tribes of Israel, a multitude, and of the chief women, not a few. Verse 5, but the polluted word Judah, which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the faster sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. Verse 6, and when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, these that have turned the world upside down are come here also. Verse 7, whom Jason hath received. And these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one, Yahweh the Son. Verse 8, and they troubled the people and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. Verse 9, and when they had taken security of Jason and of the other, they let them go. Verse 10, and the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night into Berea, who coming there went into the temples of Yada, polluted word Judah. Verse 11, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, and that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so.
I think so. So you see, that was going on right now. Mm-hmm. Those in the Christianity churches and a lot of days in all these Christianity places, they hear what the Six Anointed Camp saying. And they saying that, this is what they're saying. He said, you know, well, put some on it then. You see what they're saying? They making some statement. You got a lot of them. When they get on, they, you know, they don't rock the boat while they in them first day of the week. But they got these papers spreading out behind the curtain. And they started looking at this thing, saying, is it Israel? I thought Israel is the people's over there in the land. Are we supposed to be keeping the Sabbath day? Are we supposed to be wearing fringes? So a lot of things is going, and they falling out of these Christianity places by the grove, see, right? Because, you know, sooner or later you can just, you know, you can be with people sooner or later, and sooner or later some of them break up out of it. And that was going on right now. So come on back and read verse 4 through 6 again now, Brother McCallion. In the 17th chapter of the book of Acts, what it says, 4 down in verse 6 again.
The book of Acts, chapter 17, verses 4 down to 6. Verse 4 reads, and some of them believed, consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks polluted word for the 10 northern tribes of Israel, a great multitude, and of the chief women, not a few. Verse 5, but Yada polluted word Judah, which believed not, moved with them, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the bastard sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. Verse 6, and when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, these that have turned the world upside down are come here also.
Ain't that though? I wonder who is the one now that's turned the world upside down that we can put a name on. And you know the name going to be every time. Voices of the True Israelite. You see, so we clear that what we bring to the table, and we live on Pal Talk and Blog Talk, GIGALI1215021. This is a live broadcast, so listen and learn that what we try to bring to the table in grand style. So listen. So we clear that they're going to break away because they know what they've been, they know something is wrong, but they can't put their finger on it. But see, Yahweh going to send the doers in to listen what Voices of the True Israelite is saying. And they're going to be like the Bereans. They're going to search the scripture to see if it's so. And they're going to find out that everything we're saying is so. And we come on 6 nights a week. Be back on again tomorrow at 6 p.m. on Blog Talk and Pal Talk. So we clear that if a ministry is turning this thing upside down by saying, listen, let's look at this Bible, but we know we're going to have opposition there, Mother. And Mother dear of Israel, what it says in Nehemiah, what it says in, no, I had a precept in there, but it got away from me. It got so good to me and got away from me, but I pass on it. What's going on in Nehemiah 2, verse 10? And then we're going to start pause. We'll look for Mother Z to come in and address this national audience. Mother Z going to address the national audience real shortly because the Latter-day Saints said, well, you know, we're going to mute Mother E. We're going to mute her. So don't look for her on this broadcast. We're going to mute her. You see how they do? So Nehemiah 2 verse 10 says what?
Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 10 reads,
mm-hmm.
Then Sambala, the Horonite, and Tobias, the servant, the Ammonite, heard of it. It grieved them exceedingly that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel.
Yeah. So they grieved. They agreed that now is a ministry now of going this book and show and talk Israel. We're not talking about the other nation. Our job is to show Israel 3:5 of Revelation. See, our job is to show the children of the Bible. Revelation 3:5 there, mother. What it says in 3:5 of Revelation.
Revelation chapter 3:5. Revelation chapter 3:5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess.
But yeah, I'm telling you, I just got you. Wait, hold on, mother. I got you. I tell you what I do. Let me just be quiet and drink some herbal tea. Read that verse by yourself again, and I just want to just stay neutral. Read that again, what okay. It says, what you get ready to read.
Okay.
I'm quiet.
Okay. Revelation chapter 3:5. Read. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name or her name before my Father and before his ministering spirit.
Mm-hmm. So you got to overcome it. That means you got to understand something. Yahweh gave us a dress code. 121:5:20-21. He gave us a dress code. And that's over there in the 15th chapter, verse 37 through 40. We got a dress code. And we got to, once we line up with our dress code, especially on the feast days and the regular Sabbath day, wear your blue garments and white garments on the first day of every feast day. Once we line up with this Bible, this man going to intervene. So keep that in your mind. So, so keep that in your mind. The Almighty is going to intervene. He's going to intervene in grand style. See? And you're going to know it at the time appointed. You're going to know it. So all you got to do now, you see that message there, 1:2:3:5:5:20:21. All you got to do now is just take notes. Be like the Bereans in 17:11. Listen and learn and go check out what we're saying, and then you're going to find out one thing that you have made it to the real deal of born silver to his life. So we clear about that. So what we're going to do, we're going to bring our elder in and get his closing statement, for this broadcast on tape number 73. We're gonna get his final thoughts, then we'll come back and, because right now we see the mother being muted out for the rest of this broadcast. And we'll just go with the flow. So we're gonna bring our elder back in to tell you who bring this broadcast. So listen and learn. Elder, you back on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahweh Bosh is here as well, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And that's exactly what I've been doing myself. I can't speak too much for everyone else, but hopefully they've been doing the same as I, listening and learning. Because learning is what this broadcast is all about, learning what Yahweh's word has set out there before us, where we can pass it out to our friends and loved ones. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always And each and every time, we try to bring you new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word, connecting the Bible books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do all this because all of you have came and not. And you sought and found the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yada. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the days of Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, not having a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday. The current time of that class is from 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until our temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, just under this big line, you'll see choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you might see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells us all in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures that you read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also, for building a school, which I have to pause for a moment and say that school is very well needed for the people that have a lot of deception and misunderstanding in the word of Yahuwah. Also, building a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come throughout the year. We also have a live program. To get there, enter three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses. The first is tribe. That spelling is tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and also questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is an international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you might have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. And also, by calling the same number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD, any particular 12 programs of your choice. And another note, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you see, he's usually very busy with the WCC. The New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, answering many memos, and now in addition to that, even the Latter-day Saints. Wow, almost hard for me to pronounce all that stuff. So please call or use the international line, and if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program today, you can catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words on any search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Just choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. And now, as we mentioned earlier, we're also doing a normal broadcast. We're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Paltalk, being listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. And this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel, riding a shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Power Talk. So when we are given scriptures to read by the seer, always be quick to hear, as was said earlier in our broadcast, slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly, with no confusion. Remember, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33, remember, Yahuwah is not the author of confusion. We may continue to get this righteous understanding. Let's keep our Bibles open, pass our program back to our seer Israel, and let me continue to take notes myself. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, Dale, that's excellent again. Now we'll catch you on Power Talk a little bit later when I ride a little shotgun and be quiet, taking notes. That's what we do. So we're going to run back to this network, and we want to take a look at a statement that's written there, Brother Micaiah. What is telling us in the book of Judges and Mother and Mother? And 2 verse 5 of Revelation had that waiting on me, Mother, be up Israel. 2 verse 5 had that waiting on me. But I want to look at something he said in Judges 2, 1, 2, and 3. What he said, Brother Micaiah, Judges 2, 1, 2, and 3 says what?
All right, going to the book of Judges, chapter 2.
Verse 1, 2, and 3. What it say in Judges chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3, both of the types? What it say?
Okay, the book of Judges chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. Verse 1 reads, and then ministering spirit of Yahuwah came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt, polluted word for Mazarene. And I have brought you unto the land which I swear unto your father. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. Verse 2. And you shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. You shall throw down their altars. But you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this? Verse 3. Wherefore I also said, I will not drive them out from before you. But they shall be as a thorn in your side, and as their false Yahuwah shall be a snare unto you.
Mm-hmm. So you see, so when you mess around with the other nations, children of Israel, that's going to be a snare to you. See, you're so busy trying to worry about the other nation doing, and Yahuwah is telling you plainly, make no league. Well, we know you got to work among the other nations. You got to go shopping with the other nations. We clear about all that. But Yahuwah said, but don't make no league for them. Go do your job with the other nations and go on about your business. That's why when you hear in the beginning of this broadcast, they're going to be re-aired about 9, whatever time they're going to be re-aired. It's up to you to hear the beginning of the broadcast. He's telling you what not to do and what to pass on to your loved ones. He's telling you what to do. It's up to you to take heed what he's saying. And we read something earlier that, Brother Micaiah, we read something earlier that we got to identify some things. Let's run back over here because they on mute Mother Eve's microphone. So I want to take a look at something again before I get back to Mother Eve of Israel. Something he says about the sword. Something about that sword. I can't remember what it was saying, but I want to precept it anyway in the book of Psalms a mother was on the case on that sword. I'm gonna show you who the wicked is. Yeah, the wicked. We want to show you in the Bible. The Bible is just has got a code to it. It's up to you to recognize it by precept in your Bible. Exactly, what we call them the wicked. Let's go to Psalm 17:13. Let's see exactly who he called the wicked. And Psalm David is going to be speaking from the mouth of the minister spirit. Listen to what he says in 17:13.
The book of Psalms, chapter 17:13. 13 reads, "Arise, O Yahuwah, disappoint him, cast him down, deliver my soul, my body from the wicked, which is your sword."
See that? See, the wicked is Yahuwah's sword. See, that if you just let it literal sit right there, you're not going to know the precept of that. So Yahuwah has a wicked, and the wicked is his sword. But when you precept your Bible, it tell you who the wicked is. Let's precept the Bible and let's get it, Brother Micaiah. We're going to find out who the wicked is. He said the wicked is his sword. Now we're going to read exactly who the wicked is, but you be clear. Who is the wicked? We're going to Genesis 27. And we'll pick up verse 37. And we'll read down to verse number 39. See, we're going to find out something. See, remember one thing. The Bible tells you the whole story. You just got to come out of the 21:16, the congregation of the dead. And you have all answers before you to help yourself, to help your loved ones, but you can be clear what to look for with the book.
I turned the light out and just turned it back on. I was coming out of there. He's up here.
We're in the 27th chapter, Brother Micaiah. We're in the 27th chapter of the book of Genesis, and what we're looking for is the wicked. Who can we read is Yahuwah's wicked, which is his sword that we can read. We're going to 27 of Genesis and pick up verse 37 down to verse 39. What's the Bible tell you the whole story? This is a big mouth book. Come on.
The book of Genesis, chapter 27, verses 37 down to 39. Verse 37 reads, "And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, Behold, I have made him your Yahuwah, and all his brethren have I given to him for service. And with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto you, my son?" Verse 38, "Esau said unto his father, Has you but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lift up his voice and weep." Verse 39, "And Isaac, his father, answered and said unto him, Behold, your dwelling should be as the fatness, your dwelling should be the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of heaven from above. Verse 40, and by your sword shall you live, and shall serve your brother. And it shall come to pass, when you shall have the dominion, that you shall break his yoke from off your neck."
So, he said, the wicked is his sword, and now who's going to live their life according to 37 to 39 with the sword there? Bo Micaiah. You see how this book will tell it? David told it 1,000 B.C. We would go back 1,000 years back, and we find out that they got a name on the sword man by knowing your founder. Who's the sword man, and who's the wicked that we can read?
The book of Genesis, chapter 27, verse 30, picking up at verse 37. "And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, Behold, I have made him your Yahuwah, and all his brethren have I given to him for service. Corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto you, my son?" Verse 38. And Esau said unto his father, Has you but one blessing, my father? Bless me also, O my father. And Esau lifts up his voice and wept. Verse 39, And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, Behold, your dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. Verse 40, And by your sword, Esau, shall you live, and shall serve your brother, and it shall come to pass, when you shall have the dominion, that you, Esau, shall break his yoke from off your neck.
Mm-hmm. So he said, once you put all that trickery on them and get them thinking that they, until they down, they up, and up, they down, you're going to be able to use your sword on the children of Israel in grand style. You're going to be able to do a whole lot of things to them. They ain't going to be able to figure it out. But we have figured out, and I'm trying to show you how to figure it out. Let's get a precept on the sword, man. Let's watch them in action. Let's go to the 20th chapter of Brother Micaiah, or the book of Numbers, and look at verse 14 and 18. Let's see if we get a precept on who is this sword man, how he's selling everything is by the sword. He ain't negotiate nothing with you. He love to negotiate with the sword. He's a sword man. Let's see exactly. Let's watch him in action that we can read in Numbers chapter 20, verse 14 and verse 18.
Okay. The book of Numbers, chapter 20, verse 14 and verse 18. 14 reads, And Moses sent messengers from Kadesh unto the king of Esau and his five sons. Thus says your brother Israel, you know all the travail that hath befallen us. Verse 18, And Esau and his five sons said unto him, You shall not pass by me, lest I come out against you with the sword.
Ain't that something? I don't care. You see the man say it? He said, I know you've been catching it over there in Egypt for 400 years and all that stuff. Yeah, but I was created to stick you. That I'm going to stick you. As soon as you come close, I'm going to stick you. Still can't figure this thing out now. He said, I know what to follow you. I knew you was over there. I went over there. I was watching you from a distance from Mount Seir, my homeland. But now you coming out of Mount Seir trying to go to the land of Israel. You try to come past me, right? He said, I'm gonna stick you myself. See that? And that's your brother. He said, I'm going to stick you if you come past my way. So you see that, Seir? And you always trying to find where else shopping that where you have some. We shall overcome. You see what you do? And they love to hear that. We shall overcome.
Mm-hmm.
You step on whip on one of them tall buildings that's pissed out on your head when you say that. And love doing it. Because you still ain't figured this thing out. And we trying to bring you, this is what the book is saying. Listen, see, right? The only way you're overcoming this, you got to get in order. Moses of Israel, what it says, 2 verse 5. Let's see what it says. Now, when we just got through reading, John going to tell you something. You just got through reading. This is what he's saying. 2 verse 5 in End Time and Prophecy. Come on, Moses of Israel.
Revelation chapter 2, verse 5 reads, Remember, therefore, from which you are fallen, and repent, and do the first work, or else I will come unto you quickly and will remove your candlestick out of his place, except you repent.
See what man saying? He said, okay, until you repent, if you don't repent, you ain't got nothing coming. But you got to first find out who you are. You got to repent. Remember where you have fallen from. You was the greatest people on the planet. But you'll let Esau and his five sons stick that sword on you through your own disobedience. So you got to return your disobedience back and stop being like the other nations. Because he told you plainly, Maldia of Israel, in 20, verse 32, down to verse 34 of Ezekiel. He made it plain to you. Look what he made plain to you that we can read. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 32 down to verse 34. Mother, thee of Israel. Look what he says to Ezekiel the seer concerning you. What did he say?
Okay. Ezekiel chapter 20, verses 30 to 33.
Well, I'll tell you what, read verse 4 to get warmed up. Read verse 4 and get warmed up and skip down to verse 32.
Oh, okay. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 4. Will thou judge them, son of man? Will thou judge them? Because, cause them to know the abominations of their fathers.
But hold on. Now, hold on, mother. Who supposed to judge Israel right now, according to verse 4?
This says, will thou judge them, son of man?
Mm-hmm.
Will thou
and do what?
Judge them?
And do what?
Huh?
So how are you supposed to judge them in that verse 4? Can you read?
Okay. Will thou judge them, son of man? Will thou judge them? Cause them to know the abominations of their father.
You see that? So the seer's job is to judge these old Israelites and show them where they are falling from. Show them how your fathers got all messed up and, you know, and out of order. So that's the job of the seer's job, to get the elders together and then take care of this business. Not no we shall overcome speeches. Put some book on the people. Show the people the book. Now skip down to verse 32, down to verse 35.
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 32 to 35. Verse 32. And that which cometh into your mind shall not be at all that you say. We will be as the nations, the Gentiles, as the families of the countries to serve wood and stone. Verse 33. As I live, says Yah, surely with a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm and with fury poured out will I rule over you. 34. And I will bring you out from the people and will gather you out of the countries wherein you are scattered with a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm and with fury poured out. Verse 35. And I will bring you into the wilderness of the people, and there will I plead with you face to face.
Well, you might read three more verses behind that. So you see, he say, see, you can't be like them. I'm telling you. He say, I'm going to rule over you. I'm going to bring you out from under this Gentile mindset you got. Well, you don't want to wear fringes. You don't keep no Sabbath day. You don't keep no feast day. You're not in, trying to get in where you fit in with the land, school, and banquet hall to help your offspring to come. He said, I'm going to get you for that. Read me three more verses. Straight on down to 38. Come on.
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 36. Like as I plead with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt, so will I plead with you, says Yahweh. 37. And I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bonds of the covenant. Verse 38. And I will purge out from among you the rebel and them that sin against me. I will bring them forth out of the countries where they sojourn, and they shall not enter into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am Yahweh.
Yahweh. You see, right? So you see, whether you think you own some that you around people look like everybody else, it ain't going to work for you. You, he said, I'm going to bring you out from under the bond of that covenant. I'm going to bring you to the bond of the covenant. You will recognize that you Israel, and you will recognize I give you a dress code, fringes, and blessings on you. It all going to come to your mind sooner or later. And you'll get in where you fit in at. Then Yahweh going to give you the, give me one more brush and we'll get a closing statement on you. I'm sure we're going to do. Now, when you do right, this is what Yahweh going to give you in the book of Isaiah 60. Now, when you do right, he going to put, this is what he's going to do for you. Now, you won't know what you got coming, but first of all, you won't do right. And let's see what he got written if you do right. Let's see what he got written in the 60 chapter, 61, Isaiah, what I want. In 61, verse 7, this is what the man saying he got for you if you do right. 61, verse 7, and closing statement there, mother. D up Israel, and we'll catch you tomorrow night or some more of B-O-T-T-Y at 6 o'clock. Look what we got to read. If you do right. Let's see what we can read in 61, verse 7.
Isaiah chapter 61, verse 7. For your shame, you shall have double. And for confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them.
You see the man saying? See, if you do right, you got a double coming. If you do right, you don't want to do right. He said, listen, what you got coming if you do right, if you keep them feast days, keep them Sabbath days, put on them fringes, he said, your reward, you got a double coming. But you don't want to do right. Mother dear of Israel. We'll get back on tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Closing statement, you're on the clock. Come on.
Micah chapter 6, verse 8 and 9. Verse 8 reads, he has shown thee, O man, what is good, and what doeth Yahweh require of you, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your Yahweh. Verse 9. Yahweh's voice cries unto the city, and the men of wisdom shall see your name. Hear you the rod, and who has appointed it? Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
That's Mother D of Israel. And for Mother E, Mother Z, you know, this ministry is a load on the known world. Understand that. But we still, like you said, hold on and don't give up. That's the game changer. Hold on and don't give up. Because we're going to win this, Mother E, Mother Z, and Mother D of Israel. We're going to win this. No doubt about it. Now, Brother Makai, the young lion. Let's go and look at it and leave it just like the way you see it, because John was talking about the way people are talking today, and I need the word to be read exactly the way it is in 2 verse 9. Revelation 2 verse 9, I need to hear that word exactly what it is, and we're gonna knock this word out of the park. Because we got brothers, Lord has said they ought to chew this. We ought to chew this, and we ought to chew Christians, and we ought to chew this word you give me to read. Yeah. We're going to see that word hold up. We put some book on it. Come on.
Okay.
Look at Revelation 2, verse 9. What it say?
The book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, I know your works and tribulation and poverty, but you are rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the temples of Satan.
They are the synagogue of Satan. That's what his warning. Say they're Jews and they are not. They are the synagogue of Satan, the devil. But he said, you rich. You know why you rich? You got the man's word. But you don't know it belongs to you. He said, I know the ones that say they are Jews, but they are not. Now, what people call themselves Jews today? The ones of the land of Israel. Or they call themselves Jews. He said, but they not. They from Satan, the devil. There's right there in 2 verse 11. See that? To the one that call themselves Jews. He said, they not Jews. They are from Satan, the devil. Read it again.
The book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, I know your works in tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogues of Satan.
They are the synagogues of Satan that say they are Jews. And you know the one that say they're Jews, the one got these up synagogues. Synagogues. They said, be the Jews. He said, no, you from Satan the devil. There's right there. 2 verse 9. Now go to 3, 9 to the day. 3 verse 9.
The book of Revelation. Chapter 3, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you.
Is the man said? Mm-hmm. He said, I know the one that say they are Jews or not, but I'm going to have them same one that come to worship you before your feet. They're going to come fall down your feet. Look at the letter they say that. Now, see, now that's big talk of death. Whatever. Well, let's see. Let's see if we can pull that out. Okay, Latter-day Saints, let's see if we can pull that out. You said you're going to have them to come worship before your feet. You know, you will learn like WCC or learn that. You didn't, when you try this on 6 months of camp, we got the precept for you. We just don't read nothing that we know you can't precept out of. Let's go to the 47th chapter of Isaiah there. From the Latter-day Saints. They riding toe-to-toe with the WCC. But you know what? They ain't going to win none of this. Let's see if we find out exactly what we're saying in the book about I'm going to have them to come worship before your feet. Let's see if we read that, Brother Micaiah. Let's see if we find that verse. Where that verse at? Let's see if we find that verse in the book of Isaiah. Now, why I'm struggling on this verse, I'm struggling to make them come worship you before your feet. Now, Brother Micaiah, I'm struggling on this verse right now, but I need to pull that out and read this for Latter-day Saints that he's going to have them to come worship you before your feet. So I need to pull that verse out. Thank you, that mother of Israel. Let's go to Isaiah 49. And I think let me read exactly what was said here and just read the way it said. You're going to take everything. 49, verse 22 and 23. Let's see if we read that verse. We're going to Isaiah 49, 22, and 23. Let's see if we pull that verse out.
Okay, the book of Isaiah. Chapter 49, verse 22 down to 23.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 22 reads, thus says Yahuwah, behold, I will lift up my hand to the Gentiles and set up my standard to the people, and they shall bring your sons in their arms, and your daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders. Verse 23, and kings shall be your nursing father, and their queens, your nursing mother. They shall bow down to you with their face towards the earth and look up and lick up the dust of your feet. And you shall know that I am Yahuwah, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me.
You hear that, Mount Dia, Israel? You hear the man playing? The man is making things. He made it plain that what's going to happen. He said, if you wait on me, all the ones that got the jug on you, I'm going to make them be a verse 23 again, Brother Micaiah. Read it again, verse 23.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 49, verse 23 reads, and kings shall be your nursing father, and their queens your nursing mother. They shall bow down to you with their face towards the earth, and lick up the dust of your feet. And you shall know that I am Yahuwah, for they shall not be ashamed that wait on me.
Mm-hmm. Now you go to 60 verse 12, and let's see what it says in Isaiah 60 verse 12. Let's see what we have in it. Puff daddies and puff mamas when we tell them, get on down like the prophecy tell you do it. Now, those they puff themselves up. That's me where Yahuwah got written up in 60 verse 12. Oh, we got some puff daddies and puff mamas. Let's see what it's reading in 60 verse 12.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 60, picking it up at verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the nation and kingdom that will not serve you shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted.
Okay.
Verse 14. The sons also of them that afflicted you shall come bending unto you, and all they that despise you shall bow themselves down at the soles of your feet, and they shall call you the city of Yahuwah, Yada Judah, of the righteous one of Israel.
Ain't that right? You hear that Bible tell all that? Hey, how you think this Bible belongs to somebody else and leave all that good stuff in there? So you see, we already know how that's going to be. So that's why I tell you plainly, don't make no leave with the habit of the land, because he's telling you exactly what you got coming if you wait on me. Huh? Let's get one more shot on there to close the statement in Zephaniah 3:8, down to verse 10. Zephaniah, Renee, Zechariah. So he's telling you, listen, wait on me. I got you. Organized. Stop being stiff-necked. Get them fringes on. Keep them Sabbath days. Keep them feast days. Stop being a stiff-neck. Look what he said right here. Read it. What you reading there, Brother McCarthy?
Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 8 through 10. Verse 8 reads, therefore wait you upon me, saith Yahuwah, until the day that I rise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms, upon them mine indignation, all my fierce anger. For all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. Verse 9. For then will I turn to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of Yahuwah to serve him with one consent. Verse 10.
How many letters is that?
Four letters. YHWH. Yahuwah.
You see the man saying Yahuwah. So you're going to get it right. He said, you ain't got to go to no Hebrew school because all that stuff is polluted till you come back. He said, you don't get your own thing you go ahead right is your Yahuwah right and keeping his covenant. But Micaiah will leave it like that. And what's your closing statement on take number 43 on the clock come out?
Just thanking Yahuwah for another blessed day to read his word. Thanking Yahuwah for my wife and children, daughters he has given me to raise for him. Thank Yahuwah for the seal. For the elders and the mothers and the teachers, a voice of true Israelites and the brothers and sisters. And I want to read once again. I'm going to pull back that Isaiah, chapter 49, verse 22 and verse 23. 22 reads, thus says Yahuwah, behold, I will lift up my hand to the Gentiles and set up my standard to the people, and they shall bring your sons in their arms, and your daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders. Verse 23. and kings shall be your nursing fathers, and their queens your nursing mothers. They shall bow down to you with their face towards the earth and lick up the dust of your feet. And you shall know that I am Yahuwah, for they shall not be ashamed that wait on me. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Look at a lot of these things there. Why don't you put another verse on the table? Put another verse on the table. Put another verse on the table, huh? Latter-day Saint. All right. Let's run to, let's put another verse on the table. 66, verse 19 and 20. You know, you just like the WCC. Y'all just ain't going to get enough time you best to catch the six anointed camps in the Southern. You're not going to win this. We're going to win this. We're going to win this vehicle. We're going to put some book on you. The more you bring your members in, the more book we're going to put on you. Let's go to Isaiah 66, verse 19 and 20. That'd be good enough.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 66, verse 19 and verse 20. Verse 19 reads, "And I will set a sign among them, and I will send those that escape of them unto the nations, to Tarshish, Paul, and Lul that drew the bow, to Tubal, and to Javan, to the isles that fall off that have not heard my fame, neither have seen my honor, greatness. And they shall declare my honor, greatness among the Gentiles. Verse 20, and they shall bring all your brethren for an offering to Yahuwah out of all nations, upon horses, and in chariots, and in litters, and upon mules, and upon swift beasts, to my righteous mountain, Yada, polluted word Jerusalem, said Yahuwah, as the children of Israel bring an offering and clean vessel into the temple of Yahuwah."
So you see that? What are they saying? See, we know how it's going to happen. So all we got to do is one thing, is just teach this book, and wake up the peoples of the children of Israel and saying you're not African-American, Negroes in colors, and you don't go be in them days of dudes, go be in fringes. If you be in fringes, Yahuwah can recognize that's the sign he gave you, not your color. Because you got Africans, it's dark skin too. You wear your fringes, and Yahuwah recognize you as sons and daughters, according to 15:37-40. So that's enough. Latter-day Saints. We'll get some more tomorrow. Just tune in. We'll get some more tomorrow. From Bo Micaiah, young lion teacher out of Cab 1. From the mothers, Mother E, Mother Z, Mother DF Israel. Yahuwah bless you all. And by I.L. and Mr. Till. We came before you humble. And we leave you humble. Keep the covenant of Yahuwah, and he going to give us the double. But you got to know what the covenant is, and it's not being a Christian, Muslim, Islamic, five-pointed style. It's knowing through Israel and keep the law, which is Torah instruction, and Yahuwah is going to give you a double. You got it? That's enough talk. I know you can keep it on long you want. I ain't talking no more. And Yahuwah be in trouble. So long. So long, mother. Deed of Israel. Shalom. We ain't gonna talk no more. Hey, you're gonna hang your station for the night. We do it tonight. See, you can talk some more. I won't talk no more. Talk some more tomorrow.